Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm joined here today by my co-host, George Amador III. We're excited about what we're going to be talking about today, and gee, it's good to have you here.
Yeah, always good to be here. Excited to be here, as always, and we're just continuing on with the frequently asked questions of money this month, right, and going through kind of what we've been talking about, real estate week one, the market outlook, even some cryptocurrencies are in there.
Yes.
Impact investing, which we always are going to talk about. Absolutely. And so week four of July right now, we're going to talk about Social Security, a very, very common question that we're always getting in the top frequently asked questions about money. I think this is right up there with all of them. And so it's going to be a great session today. I'm really excited.
Excellent. Well, you know, I was thinking about it just the other day, and this is really what prompts this conversation today, our radio program, and of course, being on our YouTube channel, is because we're having clients call in saying, okay, I'm getting close to that time. When do I take Social Security? How do I know how much to take? How do I file it? How does it even work?
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of, everyone knows the word Social Security, but they don't know the specifics of it. So let's just start back at the beginning, and I know some of our listeners are saying, I already know what it is, but I guarantee you, and I can't say that word, but I am pretty sure that there are a lot of individuals out there that don't even understand the whole concept of how Social Security works.
Yeah.
Because it is, in a sense, a form of pension from the government.
Yeah.
Now, you and I both know that as we work, we have to pay some of our money to the government so that they can give us this pension. So they're really giving us back our own money.
For sure.
So the way that Social Security works is there's certain ages that we can begin to apply. And based on what age we are and when we apply is based on the amount that we're allowed to receive. So let's talk about those magic number ages, 62, FRA, and 70. I'm going to let you dive right into it.
Sure, absolutely. So we talk, right, what is Social Security? How does it work? So just for those who may not know, especially even coming into the workforce, that little magic word on your paycheck, FICA, that's where Social Security is coming from, right? So FICA taxes is Social Security and Medicare tax. Social Security is 6.2. Medicare is another 1.45 for a total of 7.65%. So we pay our Social Security tax in, right, all the time. So now we get to a place where we're retiring, and this is where it's interesting because some people say, well, my retirement age needs to be 65 or 66 or 62, or then others will say, well, I'm just going to retire earlier than that, and we'll just kind of figure out later when we get there. But Social Security and retirement, Social Security and for people who have pensions, these are kind of overlapping numbers sometimes.
Correct.
And so we do want to talk about how Social Security and your retirement age can be very different.
Absolutely.
Don't have to be the same age. The day you start a pension, if you have one, great. That doesn't have to be the same age that you start Social either. So Social Security plays by its own set of rules.
Yes, it does.
And so when we talk about Social Security and when you can take it or how it all works, we first have to understand kind of the nuances behind where the benefit comes from. So we know, like you said, right, the government gives us this benefit because we paid in FICA taxes our whole life. And so now I have the ability to take out this or start this benefit to receive money back from the government for hopefully the rest of my life. So the way that Social Security works is everybody has what's called a full retirement age. Now, your full retirement age is based on the year you were born. So when you look at your date of birth, the year that you were born determines your full retirement age for Social Security. Or what I mean by that is when you can collect 100% of your Social Security benefit.
And that's so important. I'm just going to pause you there because a lot of times people say, okay, well, I want to retire now, so therefore I get everything that's in my Social Security. I'm fully retired. Doesn't work that way. In fact, if we look at the numbers from 1943, if you're born, so everyone listening, if you were born between 1943 and 1954, then your full retirement age, or what we always say, your FRA, is 66. So just plan on that. But What if you were born between 1955 and 1959? Then it's not 66. It is 66 and a certain amount of months there. Mm-hmm. And that month really does make a difference.
Yeah, it does.
So if you apply for Social Security because you say, I'm 66 and I'm out of here, I want that. And yet you're 66 and 6 months. I was working with a couple yesterday. He's 66 and 6 months. She's 66 and 4 months. If they apply too early, they literally won't get their full retirement benefit.
Yeah, it comes off a little bit early. So you have to be careful as to when that is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, and really that's the key. If your date of birth is 1955 to 1959, mm-hmm. that's when I think you have to do a little bit more paying attention, because you have that 66 plus 2, 4, 6, 8 months, 12
exactly.
months, whatever it may be. So you have to be careful with that. Outside of that, which again, most people that we're talking to today, right, as mm-hmm. as we go farther into time, most people nowadays is really the big number is 67, right? Because
yes.
a lot of people who are either born especially pre 1954,
mm-hmm.
most of those people today are probably taking their Social Security
Correct.
Benefit at this point. And then between 1955 to 59, a lot of those people are also either starting or really close to starting.
Yep, we're walking
them
through.
Yeah, we're really walking those people through. So a lot of the proactive planning comes from 1960 and later, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if 1960 and later, which will really, as we progress right into the future, will be the vast majority of people
mm-hmm.
as we continue, that's the magic number there is 67. And so 67 is when you get your full retirement age benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So again, there's a calculation that's done. Actuaries do this, and Social Security does this to say, okay, based on your income,
mm-hmm.
based on how much you've paid in that FICA tax number every single year,
mm-hmm.
they look at your best 30 to 35 years of wages.
Mm-hmm.
That determines, as they use an average, that determines how much your Social Security benefit will be.
Right.
So the more you get paid, the more you earn, technically, right, the more you're putting into Social Security,
mm-hmm.
and at that point in time, your benefit could increase. So if I have a lot of years leading up to 67 that
mm-hmm.
I'm making maybe my highest income
right.
of my life, I may want to continually work those extra couple of years, because that will increase my Social Security benefit by a little bit.
Right, and I want to speak to that, because a lot of the clients that we have come in, they work for New York State. So
mm-hmm.
they come in, or they're working for the teachers union, and they'll say, oh, they're just going to take my last 3 years and they're going to tell me that's what... Okay, wait a minute. That's not how Social Security
yeah,
works.
Different than like your pension, different than your company
mm-hmm.
or employer benefits. Social Security is going to look at an average of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And that does matter.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, I've made a bunch of money over this last 5, 6 years.
Right.
Why is my Social Security benefit not that high? Well, maybe you didn't have a ton of working years, or maybe you didn't have a huge average for, you know, again, if we're looking at 30 to 35 years of working history
mm-hmm.
and only 10 of those were high,
yes.
your benefit's not going to be as high as maybe you thought, because it's not, again, those last couple of years like a pension would be.
And
sometimes.
That's a huge misconception we see a
yeah.
lot, that we have to unfortunately say, nope, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on. So we know people can apply at 62. I want to talk about that in a moment. Have you talked to that?
Yeah.
They can do full retirement age, but there's one other magic number.
Yes, which is the age of 70. So when we talk about the benefit, again, when you have your full retirement age benefit calculated,
mm-hmm.
so from there, that's the starting place.
Right.
From there, there's two routes you can go. You can either take early, which
mm-hmm.
we'll talk about in a moment, or you can take later. So a lot of people think that from 62 on,
mm-hmm.
every year that I delay social, my Social Security benefit grows. That's not entirely true.
Correct.
Remember, your full retirement age benefit, for most people that's 67, for full retirement age benefit, that benefit's determined.
Mm-hmm.
If you take early, for every year you take before 67 or before your full retirement age, as early as 62, your benefit is actually being reduced.
Yes.
So you're not growing your Social Security by waiting.
No.
You're actually receiving a less reduced benefit.
Exactly.
So at 62, I will see typically about 33 and a third, or almost 34% of what my Social Security benefit, my full retirement age benefit
mm-hmm.
is. So think about that, right? if I know that my Social Security benefit is going to be, you know, $1,000 or $1,500 or whatever the number is a month,
right?
If I take it early, which you absolutely can, remember, mm-hmm. as early as 62, for every year I take earlier than my full retirement age, my benefit is just being more and more reduced. So at mm-hmm. the end of the day, you're kind of giving the government a break and not paying you what you're fully entitled to.
Right.
Now remember, because this changed a few years back, once you start it, you start it.
Right.
So you determine your full retirement age based on the algorithms that's run mm-hmm. and all the calculations, and then you say, okay, well, I can take early if I want to. So your Social Security statements that come in the mail, or you can go online and be at the next part of the session, yeah. we'll talk about that. You'll see actually in there what your age 62 benefit is, and then you'll see your 67 or 70. Mm-hmm. The benefit's not growing. I have to keep saying that because yes. a lot of people think like, oh, I'm getting this extra growth. You're not. When the growth starts, and this is the important part, what yes. you were alluding to a second ago, is between your full retirement age and later, all the mm-hmm. way till 70. So again, most people at 67. So between 67, 68, 69, 70, those few years,
mm-hmm.
that's when your Social Security benefit will actually grow.
Absolutely.
So if you determine that you don't need Social Security early, mm-hmm. you want to wait till full retirement age or later. Right. Some people love their job. They may not retire. Some people can afford to wait on social. Mm-hmm. And if that is the case, that's actually when you start to see the growth. Not early, but by delaying past your full retirement.
And I want to talk about that because a lot of times what we see, and we call it a DRC, a delayed retirement credit, where from the time you are fully retired until age 70, it should be growing at 8% a year. So mm-hmm. that's like nice to kind of leave it in there and say, okay, if I don't need my Social Security, I can leave it alone and let it grow during those years. So
yeah.
again, this is something that we sit down with our clients, first of all, help them see, do we need to take it at 62? If we don't, then let's not take a reduced amount. Let's get to the full amount. And then if they're in a position, we did really good planning, and we say, wait a minute, we could get 8% growth on it until age 70, then we can help them walk through and see what other areas we can take money from mm-hmm. that maybe aren't getting 8%,
yeah.
that we can leave the Social Security alone and then touch it. Now, what I have seen, G, is I have seen individuals that are 71, 72. They're still not taking it. So I want to make sure, just like you were very clear in helping our listeners and those watching us on YouTube understand that, listen, if you are taking it at 62, you're taking it reduced. It's not like it's really growing mm-hmm. when you wait to full retirement age. Yeah. It's just getting back to where it's supposed to be.
Correct.
I want individuals to know, you might be excited about this 8%, this delayed retirement credit, when you're not touching your Social Security between full retirement age and age 70, but waiting till age 71 doesn't do you any good. Does the government good,
sure.
but it doesn't help put money in your pocket. And so we want to make sure at age 70. Now, we've got a case that I'm walking through right now. Individual came in, they have plenty. They don't need to turn on their Social Security. So this was what was so cool. This individual, she has two sons, and she's like, well, I'm going to create a life insurance policy. I'm going to have my Social Security come in because it's a steady payment that's going to come every month. Mm-hmm. And I'm using it, this payment coming in, to pay for a life insurance policy that's now going to be worth thousands and thousands of dollars more than what this Social Security payment is that's going to go tax-free to her sons when she passes away. She's literally using Social Security to create a tax-free inheritance for her children.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Hoorah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so cool when you begin to think about it. And that's because we said, well, wait a minute. Why aren't you turning on Social Security? I understand waiting. Let's get that 8% if you're in a position to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're in that position and you've passed age 70, why are we waiting? Let's use that for multiple reasons. So
yeah, absolutely. And at 70, that's it, right? Like, that's the highest it's ever going to be. So absolutely no reason to go beyond that at that
point.
Because you're going to get the most you ever could. So.
So let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk more about the Social Security, different components of it. But as we go to break, remember, there's an age 62, earliest you can get it. Then you have a full retirement age. And listen, if you are past the 1960s, right now, as it stands, your full retirement age is 67. Mm-hmm. We've already discussed that doesn't mean that you have to literally wait till 67 before you retire from your job.
Nope.
Just means you wait till 67 before you turn on Social Security if you want the full amount.
Yes.
And then we talked about age 70, that little gap in there, being able to get those delayed retirement credits. Get that 8%. And then if you still don't need the money, oh, have we got ideas for you. So let's take a quick 30-second break, and we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. Every day you choose which companies will have influence over the culture in your town. Every day the investments you own either support your beliefs or work against them. Every day you make that choice when you fund your retirement plan because companies are empowered through your investments. Your resources grow their influence. Choose investments that reflect your values. Impact investing through Crystal Clear Finances. Call 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every impact investment decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, George Amador III. Gee, we are talking about Social Security. And I'm fired up. I don't know if you're fired up. I don't know if our listeners are fired up. But hey, if there's a way that we can help people understand how it works, I mean, studies are showing that literally hundreds of thousands of dollars are lost because individuals are making the wrong choices of when to file for Social Security. Some of them don't know spousal, how that works. Mm-hmm. I've had individuals that have come in that have been divorced that didn't realize, oh, wait a minute. I was married for over 10 years. You mean I can have Social Security because of that previous marriage?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Widow benefits, helping people. So I really want to spend the rest of our time really jumping into this, helping people make sure that they know about Social Security.
Yeah.
And, of course, inviting them to meet with us so that we can sit down in their situation because Social Security is part of the financial plan.
Yeah.
It's not the whole thing.
No, no.
And here's the thing. How many times have people said, I need to know what to do with Social Security? And we both have said, we kind of need to see the whole picture.
Yes.
Because we don't want to give advice on Social Security because it's part of the component of your financial plan.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what you have there, we need to see the big picture. And if to our listeners, if this is something you're wondering, if you're like, okay, I'm getting to age 60, you know, I'm starting to think about it. It's getting close for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage you to give an office a call at 518-433-7181 and say, hey, I need to talk to Crystal. I need to talk to George. I need to find out what are the choices I should be making on my Social Security.
Yeah.
So with that, I'm going to turn it over to you. There's so more we can dive into.
Yeah, no, it's really, really good. And I want to address for a moment the million-dollar question, when to take Social Security, right? So we talked about the different ages you can take it.
Right.
But everybody always wants to know, well, George, when should I take it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the bigger key. And so I always start with, well, if you tell me when you're going to pass away, I'll tell you exactly when to take
Social. Oh, and you will be spot on.
Yeah, exactly. Because at the end of the day, right, Social Security is a monthly benefit for life. So in order to determine the perfect amount of money that you should take from Social, we need to know exactly how long you're going to live. And since we don't know that, right, we have to make assumptions along the way as to what is best for you. And so here's what I see more oftentimes than not. If you need Social Security, if you're retiring, whether it's 62, 67, whatever age you retire, or even before those ages, and Social Security is going to be a big chunk of your retirement. Like this is going to be a big piece to paying the bills and everything. If you need Social, take Social.
Yeah, there are many
don't worry about don't worry about delayed retirement credits. Don't worry about more or less. That's not the point at that point. If you need Social, take Social. Because at that point, it's going to be something to where it's going to help sustain retirement for you. And that's more important than should I get a little bit extra? Should I get, you know, when should I start? What about all these different things? So I always say that as the beginning statement because that is really important.
Right, and that's if someone doesn't have a whole bunch of 401ks and IRAs and they don't have any other resources or limited resources where this really is going to make a substantial difference. It's the difference of whether retirement works for them or doesn't.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, if you need it because you don't have those resources, then you need to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't get caught up. I think I see too many people oftentimes like getting caught up in the details of the little pieces of social because they hear their friends did this or another couple I know did that.
And
at the end of the day, if you need it, you need it. So that's one thing that I want to say when we talk about taking it. Now, if you're in a position where you may not need it all as a part of the picture right now, maybe you have a pension, maybe you have 401ks, IRAs, insurance, what have you, that you can use to pay for certain things, then we can talk about these different ages. Then we can get into some of those things. Or if you're in the total opposite end of the spectrum where you don't need it at all and you're literally saying, I have enough income from other sources, I have things that I'm going to take, then it becomes more of a tax question, which we'll get to in a second. So the first thing is that. The second thing that I see oftentimes where people will come to me, whether they've talked to an advisor or a lot of times talk to their buddies or friends about this, is you're just looking at Social Security by itself, siloed.
Right.
And this is what you were saying a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just consider Social Security by itself to determine when I should take it. Because if we do that, we're only looking at one small piece of the puzzle. It's like if you were to look at a big giant puzzle on the table, and then you took a magnifying glass to just look at one section of the puzzle, it may help you solve that one little section, but the magnifying glass can't help you solve the whole thing.
That's great.
You need to take away the magnifying glass for a moment to go, what is the actual picture I'm solving? And what are the pieces and the colors, right, that I need to put into the puzzle?
Mm-hmm.
Social Security, a lot of times we limit ourselves because we pick up the magnifying glass too early and we go, I have to figure out this one thing. I love what we do here at the office because Social Security, again, is part of the retirement picture.
Right.
So yes, we can run break evens, and yes, we can look at all the numbers and figure out exactly what benefit is best in and of itself. But I think sometimes people hurt themselves by just looking at it that way.
I agree.
We had a case where an individual working with someone went, hey, I have Social Security. Here's the breakdown of when I should take it. Here's 62 versus 70. This is when we should take it. And then I went, okay, that's great. But how does it factor into everything else?
Yes.
Did that individual put it into the retirement projections, right? Our softwares that we use for our retirement plan, for our comprehensive plan, factors in not only when you should take Social Security for the numbers purpose, but for also how it impacts your overall retirement picture. We literally, right, our retirement projections are all about the best probability of success.
Yes.
The best way to get to a very comfortable retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And social is part of that.
Yes.
So if I plug in your Social Security benefit at 62 versus 67 versus 70, my software will actually tell me, well, the best probability of success with social, but also everything else, 401ks, IRAs, insurance, assets, stocks and bonds, cash, everything, it's actually most beneficial to take it here. Why? Because we're looking at all the pieces, taxes included, to go when is best to take it. So I know I harped on that for a minute,
no,
but it's important to understand that it has to be comprehensive in what you're looking at. So when someone comes in and say, George, when should I take it? My buddy just took it at 62 or 65 or whatever.
Yep.
I have to sit there and say, well, I can't just give you the blanket statement when, because it really matters with your entire financial plan.
And I'm glad, I don't think you harped on it, but I'm glad that you really focused on that, because I think our listeners, as they've been listening to us for over 20 years, they get used to us, right? They get used to the way we talk. They know the type of service that they receive at Crystal Clear Finances. But what we need to understand, and I want people to understand, is that there is software out there right now that is designed for Social Security to show you when your break-even point is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the software. We saw an individual walk in that they had received from a financial planner that said, hey, you know, this is when I'm to take it. And then they came to us and said, is this really true?
Mm-hmm.
Then we used our software that not only does that, but then says, Well, this is the big picture of it, exactly what you were saying. And actually, no, here's where we're going to take it, because we're going to touch these assets first, and then this will go here. And we were able to show a comprehensive plan where they all fit together. And I'm glad that we're pointing this out, because sometimes there's a false security that says, oh, I went to a dinner, they ran me this projection, and I'm fine. I know when to take Social Security. And that is why I believe the statistic is so high when it says people are leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table for Social Security, because some piece of software gave them isolated information.
Yeah.
They didn't give them guidance. They didn't give them comprehensive knowledge to say, okay, I can confidently choose which is the right Social Security time for me.
Yeah. No, it's important. And again, comprehensive look at everything, I think, always wins out, right?
Yes.
We have to look at it in total and figure that out. The other thing that is a factor there too, you know, I had an individual come in last year. She wanted to know when to take social, loves her job, not going to retire. But getting to the full retirement age, you know, age where now we're saying, okay, well, what about if I do take it? I hear about these income limitations. If I take it early or later, what happens? So we look at all of those pieces, right? Remember that if you're loving your job or don't want to stop working, or maybe you have a part-time job that you like and you're getting paid W-2, 1099 wages, sweat of the brow wages, from 62 to 67, if you make over $19,000, it's just shy of 19, but if you make over $19,000 a year, your Social Security benefit will start to be limited. They basically start to reduce it even more than what we talked about before, because they're saying, well, you're still making money.
Right.
And so if you're going to keep making money and actual wages from an employer, we're not going to pay you your full amount. That stipulation goes away after you reach your full retirement age. But remember, if you're in a position where you're working, you like what you do, you don't want to necessarily take it, some people go, well, I can get it. I know I can get the benefit. And you say, yeah, you can, but you're probably going to have that benefit reduced.
Yeah.
You're not going to see the full amount. And then again, you started it. So now after you do stop working, you're going to stay at that reduced level. So it's important to understand that wherever you're at matters. Again, comprehensive look, you may not have to touch it. I know it's available to you, but you may not need it in that position. And so you have to look at, when are you really going to fully stop working, or no, you know, W-2 employment income, pensions, just as a reminder, pensions, 401ks, IRA distributions do not count towards that income limitation.
Right, so because it's not work that you've done.
Not sweat of the brow income, right? So your pension income, your spouse's Social Security income, your 401k distributions, those are not going to be counted against you when determining your Social Security. That's another big question I get all the time.
Correct. Now, I know that we're getting to the close of our program. It just goes so fast, but I do want to make sure, because this seems to be an aha moment for a lot of individuals that I'm talking to, is they say, you know what? I was blessed. I was able to stay home, raise the kids. You know, I haven't had to, it wasn't a double income household, therefore I don't get Social Security. And that's not true. They can have a spousal benefit.
That's right.
So let's just pretend that the one person that was working out and getting the W-2 income, that their Social Security is now $2,000. Well, that means the spouse can get $1,000 as the spousal benefit, but it doesn't take away from the other spouse. So there will be a total of $3,000 that would be coming in. But again, as you know, G, we've got to look at, well, did the original spouse, the one who had the W-2 income, they've got to be the one that files first. The spouse can't, other one that did not work outside the home, can't say, hey, you know, I heard there's a spousal benefit. I think I'll go and get mine now. There's a lot of little details with it, but I want to at least put it out there so that people know that's an opportunity. The other area, just really quick, is the widow benefit. We've got to let people know that at age 60, there should be a widow's benefit if something has happened to their spouse. So we'll talk about that maybe in another program, but any closing thoughts in our remaining 60 seconds together?
Yeah, again, Social Security is something very personal. You have to realize that it's not just about what your friends and family did. You have to look at it comprehensively. If you are in a position where you think that maybe a spousal benefit, maybe a survivor benefit works, and next week we have some other questions we'll touch up on this, we can get to. So at the end of the day, the biggest thing I think of is, hey, you want to talk to somebody who's going to look at this comprehensively to make sure you know exactly where you
want
to be.
Perfect. So if this is you and you want more information, then give us a call at 518-433-7181. And then join us again next week where we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.